Welcome. As I create today's meditation, it's just a crazy day in the news. There's headlines about primary elections. It's Super Tuesday. The Fed lowered the interest rate. There's the coronavirus. There's just a lot going on. And we keep hearing these headlines. Uncharted territory. We've never seen this before. Economy in emergency state. The best thing any of us can do today and every day is take a deep breath and bring the most calm version of you to this moment and this day. The more intense it gets, the more calm you become. That's the practice. Someone in this program is a legendary basketball player who played and now coaches at Duke. And yesterday I visited Durham, North Carolina, and I went to a Duke game. It was one of the most incredible days of my life, absolutely legendary in every way. And I'll tell you more about it in the days and meditations to come. So yesterday I'm in Duke's arena, sitting next to the Duke coach, and the arena's empty, so it's just awesome to see all the banners and the mystique. And the coach is telling me there are guys on Duke in practice, they'll hit 9 out of 10 shots. But in the game time under pressure, sometimes they only hit 5 out of 10 shots. As you know, who you become under pressure is a very different version of who you are normally. And I tell you this because we're starting to feel some pressure right now. The coronavirus is starting to put the squeeze on the economy. I'm feeling it. Companies are canceling events. Maybe you're feeling it in some other way. It takes a really special person to actually thrive under pressure. And to be our best self, we have to learn how to thrive under pressure. Back to Duke. They have like the top recruiting class year after year. They draw these incredible athletes to play basketball at Duke. So there's this high pressure to be successful, to perform. And last week, Duke lost 2 games in a row. So the game that I was at last night, everyone was tight, nervous. God forbid Duke loses 3 games in a row. That never happens. And you've probably heard of Duke's legendary head coach, Mike Krzyzewski. So there was a point in the game where they were losing, and he took off his sport coat. He called a timeout. And I don't know what was said in that timeout, but Duke came out of it, and their athletes started to play free, and they were flying to the rim. It was so fun to watch. Duke had another level of talent and athleticism than the other team. But the whole first half, they were locked out of that talent. Pressure usually has that effect of locking you out of your talent and the conditions that allow you to thrive. Pressure restricts freedom. It causes the mind to buckle. And in these conditions, we become a fraction of who we really are. Last night, all that changed at the Duke game because there was a timeout. Everyone in our culture around the world right now needs a timeout. Remember Nelson Mandela's quote, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it." Can you identify a way that you're feeling pressure? Can you make a decision that from now on, you will recognize pressure as an opportunity to rise and grow and triumph? It's a learned reaction, something we practice in meditation, a skill that is especially effective with a technique called noting. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. And every time a thought comes up, you're going to say to yourself, thinking, thinking. And then come back to the moment. If another thought comes up, thinking, thinking. Come back to the moment. And just one more thing I want to mention. I was reading a story about Mike Trout. He's maybe the greatest baseball player of all time. He plays for the Anaheim Angels. And he said when he's in a game and he's batting, if a single thought enters his mind, he literally calls timeout, steps out of the batter's box, and clears his mind. His whole philosophy, see ball, hit ball. Again, if something comes up, thinking. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Thinking. And come back to the moment. to the moment? Pressure usually has that effect of locking you out of your talent, locking you out of the conditions that allow your talent to thrive. Pressure restricts freedom. It causes the mind to buckle, turns us into a fraction of who we really are. And that's just the moment to call time out. It's what we do in meditation, time out. When you're getting caught in pressure-filled thoughts, make a decision. From now on, you will recognize pressure as an opportunity to rise and grow and triumph. Time out. Clear your mind. Claim your space. Own your space. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. See you tomorrow. Peace. Thank you.